السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله وكفى، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا وشفيعنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم. علماء الكرام، most respected brothers and sisters listening at the madrasa and those listening over the receivers, once again this majlis of zikr, as I've explained many times, that it is not for the purpose of any academic discussion or any masail or any philosophy. This majlis is a special majlis for the purpose of making sincere tawbah from all our sins and trying to develop the muhabbat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam in our hearts, to try and get the ishq of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. This majlis of zikr is intended to give us the himmat and the courage to make amal on the ilm that we already have. We have the ilm of many things, but unfortunately we don't have the himmat to make amal on it. So for my own self and for others that listen, that is the purpose, that we should try and get that much muhabbat of Allah and His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, that we fulfill all the obligations, all the duties, all the rights. We make our salat, we give our zakat, we fast in Ramadan, we go for hajj if farz. We fulfill the rights of our parents, our children, our neighbors, our society. We transact our businesses in a manner that is pleasing to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that is according to the Quran and Sunnah. That we don't cheat, we don't deceive, we don't speak lies. Our life is full of truthfulness, both inside and outside. That there is no deception, there is no hypocrisy, there is no nifaq. Because Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala looks into hearts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ صُوَرِكُمْ وَلَاكِنْ يَنْظُرُ إِلَىٰ قُلُوبِكُمْ وَأَعْمَالِكُمْ. Allah ta'ala does not look at your faces, He looks at your hearts and your a'mal. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, we can't hide anything from Him. A person can deceive his family members, he can deceive the society, he can deceive his shaykh, he can deceive his asatiza, he can deceive his wife and children. But we cannot deceive Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So that is the purpose of this majlis. That we try to get that much muhabbat of Allah ta'ala in the true sense of the word, that much love of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. That the moment there is any kind of temptation towards evil, then we resist that temptation. We suppress those evil thoughts. We believe that Allah ta'ala is watching. And until we don't have that kind of istihzar, until we don't reach that stage of ihsan, أن تعبد الله كأنك ترى فإن لم تكن ترى فإنه يراك. Until we don't reach that stage, that whatever we do, it's not only namaz, roza, zakat, whatever we do, that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching. First of all, it should be that degree of istihzar, that as if we are seeing Allah ta'ala with our own eyes. But if we don't have that much, then at least we know that Allah is watching. So that is the purpose. The fragrance, as I've mentioned many times, is different of the different programs. And all the programs are essential, whether it's tafsir or hadith sharif, or whether it is a discussion of the ummah around the globe, all the difficulties and hardship and pain and suffering that the people in different parts of the world are facing due to floods, earthquakes, tremors, gale force winds. Now, all that is essential. But this majlis of zikr that we have, this is the objective. So tonight, once again, since many brothers are leaving for Hajj and some have already left, so again another Naat Sharif, which I discussed this morning in a Tarbiyah lesson at the madrasa. The audience is different, so I make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala makes it beneficial for me too and for you too. حجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا حجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا گلستان طیبہ سے مسرور ہوں گا میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی طور ہوں گا عجم کے بیابا سے مفرور ہوں گا. This morning also I explained to them that there are different meanings that can be given, but for our purposes we are here in South Africa, so there must be something that is relevant to us also. So there are two things that we know. It is common knowledge that one is Ajam and one is Arab. Besides the Arabs, everybody else we call Ajami. Those who are non-Arabs. But here it does not refer to Arab and non-Arab. What it means here is this. Ajam ke bayamba se mafru rahunga. Here the Ajam does not mean Arab and non-Arab world. Here we are talking about, by way of explanation, that picture a jungle. There's a jungle. And in that jungle there are wild animals. Whether it is a Kruger National Park or any other park where there are wild animals roaming in the natural surroundings. There are wild lions, cheetahs, tigers, leopards. Look at the kinds of animals Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has created. Look at the strength and the power of those animals. Look at the roar of the lions. And then besides that, in the jungle, there's snakes and there's scorpions and there's huge pythons and cobras. Any side you look, there is some danger that is lurking. You look up on the tree, you find one huge python. You look this side, you find a huge lion. You look that side, you find another ferocious animal. But before we proceed, ND2811, please remove your car. So now in that kind of situation, what would the person want to do? He wants to run from there. If by chance Allah Ta'ala forbid the person got stuck in such a kind of a jungle, then he wants to run from there. Why? Because he knows very well that those animals will devour him. They will tear him to pieces. They won't leave any bone of his uneaten. And if he's not eaten up, then he'll be stung, he'll be bitten. Snakes, scorpions, other things could cause him harm. So those jungles, those bayaban, there is nothing there but harm. There is nothing there but pain and suffering if the person has to remain within there. So he runs from there. He runs very, very fast from there. So ajam ke bayaban se mafru rahunga. That is exactly the case of sins. That there is nothing in it but harm. If the person is bitten by this sin or the other sin, it's going to cause him nothing but harm. Just as there the person is devoured, here also sometimes there are such sins that the person's iman gets devoured. Finish. The iman is gone, eaten up. And sometimes the person's amal and his actions are devoured. Sometimes the sweetness of his ibadat is gone. Sometimes the sweetness of his tilawat is gone. Sometimes the enjoyment of his zikr is gone. And sometimes the person becomes on the surface of the earth nothing but one who on whom Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's wrath and anger is cast. Because of those sins, it is just like those animals. Those sins are like those wild animals. They are like those huge pythons and scorpions and cobras. They are like those lions and those cheetahs. So, ajam ke vayava se mafru rahunga. So, the person says, oh Allah, I am a Muslim. I am a believer in you. I am a believer in Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I am a believer in Jannat and Jahannam. I am a believer in Akhirat. I am a believer in life after death. I am a believer on the day of judgment. So, therefore, I will run far. Ajam ke vayava se mafru rahunga. I will distance myself. Now, that is for everyone. And especially for the person now in Madina Sharif. Now he says, I will distance myself from all that is ajam. All those things that are displeasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, then I will distance myself. Before I even leave from my country, I will make sincere tawbah from all those sins and run far from it. And now that I am in Madina Sharif, then I will apply myself even more to ensure that my eyes are not cast in the wrong places. Because in our country, sometimes we may not be faced with that kind of situation as a Haji Sahib is faced with in the Tawaf. That he's got women folk on his right, left, front and behind him. And all sides, they are pretty, pretty faces. Now this Haji Sahib, his test is there. Not in the masjid, where there's a separate section like this for men. The real test is there now. That has he got that kind of istihzar, that every woman here is a guest of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Every person here in Madina Sharif is a guest of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we are in that beloved land, or that Mubarak land, that Muhtaram land. The ground on which Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made tawaf. The ground on which Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam made tawaf. That same piece of ground on which the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu majmu'een, 124,000 of them in Hajjatul Wada made tawaf. What kind of people, Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, his Mubarak feet walking on that space. Hazrat Umar radiallahu anhu, Hazrat Usman Ghani, Hazrat Ali Murtaza, and all the others. And Tabi'in, 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 the Mashayikh, the Awliya'i Siddiqeen, Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jalani rahmatullah alayhi, Bayezid Bustami rahmatullah alayhi, Sayyid Ahmad Rifai rahmatullah alayhi, Khaja Muhyiddin Ajmiri rahmatullah alayhi. You can go on and on and on. So that is where I am. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has brought me there. So how can I be casting lustful glances here and there? How can I be listening to the music? How can I be watching the TV and movie in the hotel rooms? How can I be sitting in the lobby and passing my time gossiping and ghibat and all kinds of other haram? Ajam ke vayaba se mafru rahunga, gulistan e tweba se masru rahunga. So one is the gardens of Madina Sharif that we are talking about. That my enjoyment, my pleasure will be the gardens of Madina Sharif. Every piece of ground and every inch of ground of Madina Sharif is nothing but a garden. But if we take the other meaning, that the opposite of sins, that my enjoyment will be in the gardens of nek a'mal, of good and righteous deeds, of namaz, roza, zakat, of tilawat of the Quran Sharif, of salat and salam upon Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, of charities in Madina Sharif, of humility, of generosity, of kindness, of sincerity, of good akhlaq and good character, assistance and help to the people that I need there, to the others who are accompanying us. My enjoyment will be that. Those will be the gardens. Those will be like the gardens. So for a true believer, one is that the good actions and good deeds are gardens. But now the double reward that he is in Madina Sharif, and now he is doing good deeds, he's getting 50,000 times more sawab. Now what more does the person want? Or in Makkah Sharif, he's getting 100,000 times more sawab. Gulistan e tayba se masru rahunga. Main deedar e gumbad se makhmoor rahunga. Kabhi noor rahunga, kabhi tu rahunga. میں دیدار گنبد سے مخمور ہوں گا کبھی نور ہوں گا کبھی تور ہوں گا. Oh my beloved Allah, when my gaze is going to fall on the green dome, I will become intoxicated in the love of my Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for I truly believe. And with yaqeen and with qasam, I can say that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is definitely beneath the green dome. all other parts of the world, wherever we go, we are shown sometimes the qabr of different people. Sometimes we are told certain Nabi's qabr is. This is so-and-so's qabr. Could be, but we cannot take qasam and say that definitely, most certainly, it was thousands of years gone, who knows exactly. Nabi-e Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's qabr mubarak. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam was mubarak. Billion qasams a person can say that he is definitely, most certainly there. When I am standing there is no question of any doubt. Many places in the world people have just made some kind of dome and structure over some qabr and they sat down there. And there's nobody even buried there. It is stated that one place somewhere in Pakistan, when they looked into the history, they found that a person in those days was traveling with his donkey and mule, and on the way the mule died. Now he had nothing. So he dug up the grave, buried the mule, and after that now he can't go anywhere. So he sat there crying. So people start coming and asking him, why are you crying? So he's not saying anything. So they sit down with him, they also start crying. Like that, slowly the majma increased, and then people started visiting and coming there, and he became the Pir Sahib there. Now who was buried there? So many places, there are bogus graves, nothing. And some are genuine. You don't say everywhere it is like that. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, Rosa Mubarak, a person can stand there and he can say with qasam that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is here. Those people who made an effort and attempt also to take away the Mubarak body of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, reading the Fazail of Hajj and other kitabs, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala destroyed them. Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam's body was protected. We believe in the hayat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, the kind of hayat that Allah ta'ala has given to him. So when we are reading as-salatu wasalamu alayka ya Rasulallah, then we truly believe that he is listening to us then. So therefore he says, may didare gumbat se mahmurum. People get intoxicated with wine, with alcohol. People go on a high on drugs. Different kinds of intoxication people have. Some get intoxicated with wealth. Some people get intoxicated with beautiful faces. Different kinds of intoxication. He says, my intoxication will be when my gaze will fall on the green dome. Vidare gumbat se makhmoor honga. I will be in a different world altogether. Sometimes I will be full of noor. And sometimes I will be kuhetur. As I was explaining to them this morning. And I have explained many times in different majalis. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has made the world such that every second of every minute, every hour, every second of every minute, somewhere in the world somebody is reading Durud Sharif. Somebody is saying, Ashhadu anna Muhammad Rasulullah. Somebody is reading Salat and Salam. There are people reading thousands of times the Durood Sharif. So from different parts of the world, the angels are carrying the Durood Sharif to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Even faster than the speed of light. The angels Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has got. Where can we understand their speed? Now technology has made it easy for us to understand the speed of our cell phone. That we make, press a few buttons here and within seconds a person picks up the phone on the other side and says hello. So now that we believe. But up till now we are not prepared to believe that Allah Ta'ala has got this kind of technology that the angels carry the salat and salam immediately to Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam that so and so conveyed salam, the son of so and so. So the angels are coming from all over. So the Haji Sahab or the person who is in Madina Sharif, the Zahireen, those who have come there, it is as if how we say that air cover is given. In battlefields they say air cover. Like this Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala's angels are covering up. It's like from this end to that end, Madina Sharif, any part you go, angels are coming from this side, north, south, east, west. So you are below, beneath the angels' wings. Every Haji Sahib in Madina Sharif is beneath the angels' wings. Here we say we're in the masjid, then the angels come, or when you're reading Quran Sharif, angels come there. 24 hours out of 24 hours, the angels are giving you cover. You are in the sohbat and company of the angels. Now, if the person in the company of the angels still wants to do shaitani dandas, then you blame that person. But otherwise, the person here, the angels, look at the noor of the angels. What kind of noor Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given the angels. And then they are conveying the salat and salam. So they're carrying the salat and salam, which is also noor. That salat and salam which they are carrying, the angels are carrying it, which are made of noor. And the salat and salam itself is noor. And they're conveying it to the noorun ala noor. Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And they are flying over, all over Medina Sharif. From whichever end you look at it, you are over, under the wings of the angels. So he says, that will give me my excitement, that will give me my joy, that will give me my intoxication, that will give me... How can we express it in words? It is an experience. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala bless us all with that experience. It is an intoxication. But a pure and pure intoxication. The intoxication of this world destroys the person's health, destroys the person's wealth, destroys the person's respect, destroys the person's integrity and honor. Intoxication of this world, what else does it give? The wine and brandy intoxication. Medidare gumbad se makhmoor hoonga, kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Medina Sharif full of noor. Masjid Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam full of noor. The mihrab and the mimbar, the Riyadul Jannah. Every portion of the masjid full of noor. And especially when the person is standing in front of the Rauza Mubarak and conveying his salat and salam, then what kind of noor there must be there? Where the angels descend and convey the salat and salam. Where the angels are descending all the time and giving salat and salam. Now the person is standing right there. And then Noorun Allah Noor, Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So there is no shortage of Noor there. The Noor hasn't decreased in India. It has increased in fact. Now those people who say we go there but because of the conditions and because of this and because of that, there's no because of this or that. It's how we wish to spend our time there. Because the Noor has increased. How many people have read Quran Sharif in that masjid from the time that it was built? Can anybody count? And multiply it 50,000 times. How much of namazes were read? How much of salat and salam was read? How much of zikrullah was made? How much of ahadith sharif lessons were given there? Noor upon noor upon noor. There's an increase. There's an increase in the noor. Medidare gumbad se makhmoor hoonga. Kabhi noor hoonga, kabhi toor hoonga. Gunahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga. Gunahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga. Bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hoonga. Gunahon se apne mein ranjoor hoonga. Bafeze shafaat mein maghfoor hoonga. Udegi hawa se jo khaake Madina. Udegi hawa se jo khaake Madina. Main aise ghubaron mein mastoor hoonga. Gunahon se apne mein ranjoor rahunga. My sins, my weaknesses, my shortcomings, my evils, my faults, I will express great remorse, great regret, great shame over it. A Muslim can just never ever be happy and satisfied in a life of sins. There is no question of happiness in sins for a mu'min and a Muslim. Yes, as a Muslim and a mu'min, he can make mistakes. he can slip, he can fall. Greatest Waliullah can also sometimes slip. But the tawbah of the person will also be of that level. The tawbah of the person will also be of that level. There will be no happiness at all. Immediately after the person has slipped, that person will be restless, restless, and will never even eat, will not be able to drink, will not be able to laugh and smile and joke until the person has shed tears of remorse and regret before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and expressed his great regret and shame and nadamat that, oh Allah, you have blessed me with so much of your bounties, so much of your ni'mat, and I used your ni'mat and your bounties, the gift of sight or hearing or speech, whatever I have used, the wealth that I have used, it was your bounty given by you, and I used it for your disobedience. What a kind of namak haram I am. So now the person will cry, and then he will feel, he will sense in his heart, as if a voice is telling him, my banda, I have accepted your tawbah. It will be as if the person will feel that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has accepted his tawbah. Then he will enjoy his meal too again, and he will be laughing and smiling and joking. So that's accidental sin that we are talking about. I repeat what I mentioned, I think by now, about half a dozen different times. But it is beautiful. I think just the other night I mentioned it again here. That it is beautiful, that poetry of that person who says that, oh Allah, my sins are so burdensome and so weighty. I've committed so much of sins, they have become like mountains. They have become very, very weighty upon my shoulders. So much that they have not even allowed me or enabled me to walk to my grave. Therefore, I'm walking on the shoulders of people, because I can't walk on my feet due to the weight and burden of the sins that I have committed in my life. And my beloved Allah, I am so ashamed of the sins that I have committed that I can't even show my face to anybody anymore. Therefore my face is covered also with my kafan. I have covered my face with my kafan out of shame and nadama. That is something that Allah Ta'ala loves. Humble ourselves. Seek forgiveness. Acknowledge our mistakes and errors. Don't be proud and arrogant. Allah Ta'ala wants humility. So therefore He says, Gunaho se apne mein ranju rahunga. I will be express my shame, nadamat, over my sins, O Allah. Bafayze shafa'at mein. And then I have great hopes that my Nabi, my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Allah, your beloved Nabi and Rasul, he is there for shafa'at of the sinful ummatis like us. So being in Madina Sharif, I'm very, very hopeful now. I will seek from Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam at the Rosa Mubarak, shafa'at, intercession. And I will seek from him, in spite of all my weaknesses and shortcomings and faults, I will say, Ya Nabi Allah, Ya Rahmatan lil Alameen. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala made you Rahmatan lil Alameen. So therefore I seek from you Shafa'at, and I seek from you, from your Mubarak hands, Jame Kawthar, on the day of Qiyamah. After which there will be no thirst. Don't chase me away like some people will be chased away on that day. Angels will say, you don't know what they did after you. Suhqan, suhqan. Don't let me be amongst them. In spite of all my weaknesses and shortcomings and sins, O Allah, make me amongst those who will get the shafa'at of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and Jame Kawthar. गुनाहों से अपने में रंजूर होऊंगा बफैज़े शफाअत में मग़फ़ूर होऊंगा उड़ेगी हवा से جو خاک مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. Those days, whichever side you walked in Madina Sharif, there was dust. When the wind blew, there were no tarred roads of any kind. Therefore, the gullies of Madina Sharif is very famous in most of the ashar and poetry of and Naat Sharif written in the past, the mention of the gullies of Madina Sharif. So the dust of Madina Sharif itself was full of shifa. Look at the ahadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm not going in the direction of khaak-e shifa. It's not only one particular place. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala put shifa. So he says, I will be enjoying that dust which will cover me whilst I'm walking in the gullies of Madina Sharif. That wind which will raise, which we call rain, sometime there, even now when you're traveling out and they have dust storms. He said, if there was a dust storm also in Madina Sharif, I will enjoy that sand of Madina Sharif covering my hair and covering my body and covering my clothes. Just picture a person who is covered in the sand of Madina Sharif and the dust of Madina Sharif. It is as if the person has poured bottles of perfume over himself, if only he understands what is the value of that khakim of Madina Sharif. اڑے ہوا سے جو خاک مدینہ میں ایسے غباروں میں مستور ہوں گا. I will hide away in that, as if the person is hidden right around dust of Madina Sharif. Any other dust, we want to run far from it. Of course, it does not mean that the person must remain covered in. This is ishq and muhabbat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and of Madina Sharif. Does not mean that if the person's clothes are dusty and soiled, even if it is the dust and sand of Madina Sharif, the person must go to the masjid in a very clean state. Sahaba ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in, they knew, they understood what Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam meant when he spoke about the dust and sand of, and earth of Madina Sharif. But yet, they were told to have their clothes washed, cleaned, and go in a state that is presentable. This is ishq and muhabbat. Poetry is a different thing. It expresses the ishq and muhabbat in the heart. And this is written by an arif billah, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab Damat Barakatuh. So there is no such thing as mubalagha or exaggeration. It is a haqiqat and a reality.
اعلی نظر کر کے میں روزے پہ سلے اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. میں روزے پہ سلے اعلی نظر کر کے بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا.
Standing at the Rosa Mubarak, when I am going to say Salli Ala, meaning when I am going to convey my Salat and Salam to Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam, As-Salatu wa Salamu alayka ya Rasool Allah, الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خير خلق الله، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رحمة للعالمين، الصلاة والسلام عليك يا خاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين. بدل نور ہوں گا بجا نور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل و جان سے مسرور ہوں گا. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے, the نور in the morning, the نور in the evening, نور in the afternoon, نور at the time of the حج, any part of the day or night that you walk in the gullies of Madina Sharif, on the streets of Madina Sharif, and especially around the courtyard, just waiting to enter into the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And as soon as you enter the Masjid of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, if we have only done a little bit of polishing of our hearts, if we have done a little bit of removal of the dust and the rust from our hearts, then we will experience a kind of ecstasy and joy that even the kings of this world have no idea of in their palaces, in the midst of their luxuries, in the midst of their gold and silver and their ornaments and the decorations of their palaces and the beautiful wives and everything else. They have no idea. مدینے کے انوار شام و سحر سے سراپا دل ہو جہاں سے مسرور ہوں گا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا کبھی دل میں اپنے نہ مغرور ہوں گا میں ممنون ہوں گا خدا کے کرم کا If I'm blessed with زیارت of مدینہ شریف زیارت of the روضہ مبارک If I am blessed with Hajj, if I am blessed with Umrah, if I am blessed with residency there, if I am whatever ni'mat Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala blesses me with, if I am given the tawfiq of making tilawat, zikr, tawaf, ibadat, salat, salam, I will never allow any kind of pride to enter my heart. I will not brag about it and I will not go for name and fame. I will make fana of my nafs. So therefore he says, I will make shukr of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, all these ni'mat and all these bounties. I will not allow pride to enter into my heart. Because pride is a killer disease, as we say. And I will conclude. Har ek amr mera hai sunnat pe chal kar khuda ke karam se main mansoor hoonga. احد کے شہیدوں کے خون وفا سے سبق لے کے پابند دستور ہوں گا I will take lessons from the shuhada of احد that they gave their lives. They wrote the history of Islam with their blood. And here Allah Ta'ala is only asking us to give up some sins which is harmful for us. Nothing difficult. Do a few simple things and become waliullahs. Look at the Sahaba Ikram, what kind of tests and trials they went through. And they even gave their lives. Uhud ke shaheedon ke khoon e wafa se. How loyal they were, how faithful they were, how trustworthy they were. They were prepared to give their lives for the deen of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and in the love of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There was no hypocrisy in the lives of the Sahaba Ikram radiallahu anhu ajma'in. But there were lots of other hypocrites that were there around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. And they deserted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam right in the midst of battle sometime, as happened in the battle of Uhud and many other places. They even built a masjid, Masjid-e-Dirar, where there was nothing but consultation to cause harm to the Muslims. And they called it masjid. And they wanted Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam to make namaz there. So those were the munafiqeen. Although they were there in the masjid and around Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, but benefited nothing. The Sahaba Ikram gave their lives. Khoon e wafa se. Madine mein jab qalb wo jaan chhod aaya, main mahjoor ho kar na mahjoor hoonga. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala give us true love, true ishq of Nabi Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And give us the tawfiq to walk on that path of sunnat. So that we become the beloved of Allah in His Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah, Allah, kaisa pyara naam hai, عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے اللہ جل جلالہ یار رہے یا رب تو میرا اور میں تیرا یار ہوں، مجھ کو فقط تجھ سے ہو محبت، خلق سے میں بیزار ہوں، ہر وقت ذکر و فکر میں تیرے مست رہوں سرشار رہوں، ہوش رہے نہ مجھ کو کسی کا، تیرا مگر ہوشیار رہوں، اب تو رہے بس تادا میں آخر، ورد زباں اے میرے الہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، لا الہ الا اللہ، محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم، لا الہ الا اللہ، 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 محمد رسول اللہ صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے، یا رب کرم سے اپنے تو دونوں جہان دے، جو مستحق غضب کا ہے اس کو امان دے،
اللہ
Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu Allah. La ilaha illallah Muhammadur Rasulullah. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Garche pur khata hai par kahan jaye tera banda. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. Tere dar par tera banda ba ummeede karam aaya. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث Oh my beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, Kareem Allah, most forgiving Allah, most compassionate, most loving, most caring, most tolerant, most beneficent, most merciful Allah, 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 Allah. Ey mere Rabbi Kareem, ey mere Pyare Allah. O my Sattar al-Uyub, Ghaffar al-Zunub Allah. Day and night we rebel against you. Day and night we use your bounties, your ni'mats, your gifts for your disobedience. You could have seized us there and then. You could have destroyed us there and then. You could have embarrassed us and humiliated us there and then. O my beloved Allah, if we're popping drugs in our mouths, or if we are engaging in adultery or fornication, or watching haram on the internet or cell phone or television screen, you are watching, my beloved Allah. You could have destroyed us there and then. But how loving you are, how compassionate you are, how merciful and tolerant you are, that you give us opportunities upon opportunities to make tawbah, to turn towards you, to repent, to express our shame, our nadawat. Hey, very Allah, once again we have therefore extended our begging bowls before you. We are not bragging about our sins. We are not advertising or propagating our sins. From the time we became of age up till now, my beloved Allah, whatever sins we have committed, forgive us, forgive us, forgive us. Ab to maaf farma, ab to maaf farma, ab to maaf farma. اے رب کریم اب گنہگار ہے سیاہکار ہے مجرم اور خطاکار ہے But where do we go? There is no other door that we can tap. There is no other home in which we can beg. گرچہ پر خطا ہے پر کہاں جائے تیرا بندا. We have come to your door with great hope in your mercy and forgiveness. You have mentioned in the Quran Sharif, لا تقنطوا من رحمت اللہ. Ey Rabbi Kareem, you dearly love forgiveness of the sins of the sinners who turn towards you. Forgive us, our parents, wives and children, brothers and sisters, family members, Ummat of Nabiya Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hey Rabbi Kareem, forgive our major sins and minor sins, sins that we committed knowingly, unknowingly, in the light of day or darkness of nights. Sins of our eyes, of our ears, our tongues, our hands and feet, our heart and mind. Rabbi Kareem, bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Rabbana atina fi dunya hasana, wa fil akhirati hasana, wa qina azab an-nar. Wa qina azab an-nar. وقنا عذاب النار وادخلنا الجنة مع الأبرار يا عزيز يا غفار. My beloved Allah, distance us from nafs and shaitan. Bless us with your qurb, with your ma'rifat, with yaqeen in you, with tawakkul and trust in you. Bless us with your closeness, may Allah. Bless us with the ishq and muhabbat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the love of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So that it becomes extremely easy for us to do everything pleasing to you and your Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Distance us from nafs and shaitan. Nafs o shaitan, dono ne milkar hai kiya hai mushko tabah. Ay mere maula, meri madad kar, chahta hoon main teri panah. Those who are sick and ailing, give them shifa. Whether they're in hospitals, clinics, homes amongst us, bless everyone with complete shifa, my beloved Allah. Hey Rabbi Kareem, we are spiritually sick, we are physically ill. Bless us with complete shifa from all sicknesses, ailments and diseases. Oh my beloved Allah, those who are weak, give them strength. Those who are on journeys, make them reach their destination safely. Those who have left for Hajj or are planning to go for Hajj, make their Hajj easy, maqbool and mabroor. Bless them with all the anwar and barakat and the rahmat of those mubarak places. Accept the tawaf and ziyarats. Safa Sa'id, Ey Rabbi Kareem, accept their Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifa. Their wukuf, my beloved Allah. Ey Allah, unki ziyaratu ko qabool farma. Bless us with the best of dunya, the best of akhirah. Bless us with barakat in our homes, in our businesses, in our life, in our time. Remove the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of mankind around the globe. Ameen. Especially the ummat of Nabiya Paak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ey Rabbi Kareem, in Palestine, Chechnya, Bosnia, Kashmir, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Sudan, Somalia, throughout the world where the Ummat of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam is suffering, remove this suffering and pain. My beloved Allah, my Rahim Allah, accept all the works of Deen that are taking place. Tabligh wa Dawat ki mehnat qabool farma. Masajid, Madaris, Khanqahu ki mehnat qabool farma. Bless every work of Deen with ikhlas. Unite the hearts of parents and children, husbands and wives, brothers and sisters, family members. Ummat of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Clean our hearts and purify our hearts of malice, of greed, of pride, of arrogance, of envy, of jealousy. Bless us with the hearts that you give to the awliya-i siddiqeen. Ey Rabbi Kareem, humare hal par raham farma, raham farma, raham farma. My beloved Allah. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, throughout his life he made duas for us. How much he begged for us, how much he begged for us. Especially in Hajjatul Wida, with his 124,000 companions. Each and every one of them a shining star. Purified heart. Ey Rabbi Kareem. On that occasion, Nabi-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions, when they said, Labbaik, Allahumma Labbaik, لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك. What a kind of لبيك that must have been. The angels will never listen to another لبيك like that again. Ey Rabbi Kareem, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam and his 124,000 companions making tawaf of the Kaabatullah Sharif. Ha, Fere Allah. Under the canopy of the sky and on the surface of the earth, there will never be a better gathering than that gathering. On that occasion, my beloved Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the du'as that he made after kissing the Hajar Aswad, the du'as that he made in the mataf, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajar Aswad ko chum kar jo manga tha, mataf mein chal kar ke jo manga tha, عذاب رحمت کے نیچے رو رو کے جو مانگا, رکن یمانی چھو کر کے جو مانگا, ملتزم پر چمٹ کر کے جو مانگا, ہاں that معصوم sinless نبی extends his hand above his head, it touches his chest to the multazam, tears roll from his eyes, his beard mubarak becomes wet, his ihram becomes wet. For whom was he crying, my Allah? And the duas that he made behind the maqam Ibrahim, and after Zamzam, and on Safa and Marwa, for how long he stood and made dua. In Mina, how much he prayed for us. And especially in Arafat. From Zuhr till Maghrib, he extends his Mubarak hands. Zuhr till Maghrib, my beloved Allah. What he asked for us. Muzdalifa. And all other places after that. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he begged for us. Bless our wives, our children, our parents and the ummah with that goodness. And from all the mischief, corruption, fitnas that he asked for protection, protect us and the ummah of Nabiya Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka anta as-sami'ul alim wa tub alayna innaka anta at-tawwabur rahim. My beloved Allah, you are well aware of the good wishes, the good desires, the aspirations, the tamanna that is in the hearts of each and every one who has raised his or her hand before you this part of the night. Ya Allah, fulfill their good wishes and desires. Students who are writing examinations, give them success in their examination. Make them an asset for our community. Protect them from the fitnas, my beloved Allah. Those who are in search of marriage partners, bless them with compatible, pious, righteous marriage partners. Those who are in search for employment, bless them with halal, barakat employment. Amen. Ya Allah, you are well aware of the difficulties, the hardship, the pain and suffering of each and every individual who has raised his or her hand before you. Remove the difficulties, pain, hardship, sickness, disease, tests and trials. Huzur Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ke sadqe mein hamari duaon ko qabool farma. Qabool farma. Qabool farma. جو مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما اور جو نہیں مانگا وہ بھی عطا فرما, دین بھی دے دنیا بھی دے, دنیا بھی دے آخرت بھی دے. وصلی اللہ تعالی علی خیر خلقه سیدنا و نبینا و شفیعنا و مولانا محمد و آلہ و اصحابہ اجمعین برحمتک یا ارحم الراحمین.